Hello, everyone. This is Walter. Welcome back to our In the Know call. For those of you who have been out there waiting, sorry we started this a little bit late. We actually had the call going. I'm joined today by Tina Painter from the marketing department, and I just realized that I put in the wrong code, so we pretty much have been talking to ourselves for the last 5 minutes. So we're back. Here we are. Welcome again. This is a call where we're going to just go over all the questions, issues that support as well as the field have encountered to make sure that we all have the same answers. So you can push those answers out to your people in the field and just to make sure that you're up to date on everything that's going on. So we have a lot of updates that have happened to the site thanks to our wonderful IT team. I will go through those, but first I'm going to let Tina go through some marketing items and then I'll get to my stuff.
All right, let's do this again. All right, the release of the elite packages. Most of you are aware of what these are, but for those that are not sure what's included in them, they're a great way to use scheduled sends at a very discounted rate. We have the elite package for $625, which will give you 500 touches that you can send in your scheduled sends. And this also will give you an unlimited access to the campaign store. Also, an essentials pack with a handwriting font and signatures form. And you will have 12 months to use this. The Elite Plus package is $9.95, and that gives you 1,000 touches. Oh, and both of these packages, postage is not included, but you will have unlimited access to the campaign store as well in the Elite Plus and have 12 months to use it with the essentials pack and the handwriting font and signatures form. And for more information about these packages, you can find that in the Resource Center. I think we have a tile specifically for the Elite package add-ons, and then we have an FAQ in the quick support that will help you with any questions you may have. There's quite a lot of information there as well. All right, and then we have leadership retreat next week, and we've been having a lot of fun putting this together for everybody, and we want you to be there. We don't want you to miss out on this. You can still qualify. We do still have seats available. So you'll want to hurry up and submit the form. The qualification information can be found in the Resource Center in the Leadership Retreat tile. Also, the qualification form will be found there. So when you think you qualify, fill that out. I personally will be the one verifying the information and letting you know where you stand. If you qualify, you'll get an invitation email. If not, I will let you know what you need so we can get you there with us.
So let me just jump in. Guys, this is a great opportunity to become in the know with new things coming up. Typically, we do announcements of new things, new changes, and so forth, which I think is going to happen this time. So if you want to be the first on board to what's happening in the near future, come to the Leadership Retreat. I hope I see you there.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun activities. I myself, personally, am looking very forward to them. Okay, and we've got You've Been Booed. This has been taken off, and a lot of people are having fun with it. We want you to participate if you have not yet. Even if you have, let's keep it going. You'll just want to send a Halloween card to three people, I believe it is, and then you will select the You've Been Booed gift in the gift store, send it out, and if you have been booed yourself, we want to see you post it on social media. We want to see all the fun things that everybody's receiving and just getting the momentum out there. And the last thing I have is the holiday checklist. We sent that out yesterday. It's on the website in the Resource Center as well. It's a huge, huge asset for the holiday time. It'll give you the deadlines for when you want to have your card sent out in time. It'll help you get your contact list updated and just really huge asset for you. It'll have all the information you need. Plus, we also have card collections in the card catalog in that card collection tile that send out community. We even have a holiday checklist greeting card you guys can send out to your downline, your customers, so you're letting them be aware.
That's awesome.
All of the things that they need to know for the holidays. And also the holiday checklist is in the Resource Center as well. You'll want to get your handwriting font sent in time and everything. So this is huge, huge asset for you to be prepared for the holiday. And I believe that's all I have.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
Guys. So, guys, check out the holiday checklist. Again, it's in the Resource Center. Make sure that everybody out there in the field knows that that's there. It's full of wonderful information, just info that we often get calls or questions in chats I'm in support about that people can just go read and find out dates or how to do imports, different stuff. So it's really some good information that we spent quite a bit of time putting together just to make the holiday season go as smoothly as possible. So So check that out. I also want to reemphasize the Elite Packages. Great, great, great resource for those who are sending out a lot of cards, you know, companies that send out hundreds of holiday cards. So just, you know, get out there, you know, let your contacts know about it and sell it. I think it'll be a great benefit for those who actually do send a lot of cards. So with that in mind, too, I just want to talk about some recent changes to the site. We are on a hard push right now to get the site really ready, fully functional for the holiday season. We've been hearing a lot of suggestions over the last 4 or 5 months on some changes needed, and I think we're finally started down that road. First and foremost, the font colors. I know a lot of you have had concerns about, in many areas, the font colors have been so light that it's been hard to read, especially if you have a small monitor. But we've darkened the font colors in most of the areas, so most of the site should be fairly easy to read now. If you find any other areas that you think needs to be darkened, let me know. Send me an email to wmcfashion@thenocards.com and let me know exactly where that area is. A screenshot would be helpful. Secondly, and probably the biggest thing, I think, is now on this site you have the ability to resize an image when you're putting them in a card. Specifically, you can now make an image smaller. So up until now on the new site, you could only enlarge an image. You couldn't make it smaller. Now you can make it smaller. So no need to go out to some other third-party company to do that. You can do it all in one shot. So check that out. Let me know if you have any concerns with that. Another change we made, we were having issues with people logging in, and if they were putting in the wrong username or password, the site would just sit there, so it looks like nothing was happening. So we did add a new error message to let them know that they're using the wrong password or username, so there's no confusion. For you seasoned card senders, one of the big things we know many people use during the holiday season is the insert function. In particular, we have the insert first name and spouse name feature that wasn't there, wasn't added to the new site, that we did just add that back to make it easier for you to put together your holiday cards. Very important, I note, for Thanksgiving and Christmas cards. And when you send your cards, remember you can send some gifts. We made the gift search feature a lot easier, so you can search not only by category, but by keywords within the descriptions for the gifts. So, for instance, if you search on the word delicious, it'll bring up our delicious butterscotch brownies, as well as whatever else that has that description or the word in the description. So check that out. It is, again, much easier to find things, as well as we made updates to the search in our campaign store to find specific niches for our campaigns. So you have no reason to send a gift. You have no reason to find campaigns to purchase those. Let's make it happen. And I think, let me take a look. We have a couple other major reminder bugs that we fixed. We did have an issue with drafted orders before. If someone tried to send a drafted order, they were running into what we call an API error, and the order wasn't sending. That's been fixed, so no longer an issue. And on both the mobile website and the mobile apps, on the mobile website and the mobile app, some people were experiencing there was a white bar at the bottom, which was kind of overlapping the information at the bottom, so people couldn't see the navigation bar that was there. We've done away with that, so you should have no problems with navigating through either the website or on both of the apps. And I think that's it as far as the major updates. Most of the other stuff I talked about before. I will have you know that we have a lot of other stuff coming. In fact, as I was sitting here, as Tina was talking, I got a message from our IT department. They have some other stuff in the pipe that they want IT or my support team to test, so they can put some more fixes and changes out there today or tomorrow. So, guys, we're making it happening. We're hearing what you're saying. We are looking at what we need to do to make sure that, again, the holiday season is smooth. Any suggestions? Bring them on. Let us know. We're going to get them done as soon as possible. So I think that's all we have to cover right now. Tina, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
So we're good. Actually, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Remember, we do this every 2 weeks. So I'll be back here same time in 2 weeks, and we'll go through other changes, and we'll let you know how the leadership retreat went. Till then, Talk to you later. Same bat time, same bat channel.